News Center Time, 7:33, and here's Tony.
All right, thanks, Jim. I'm joined on the line by the Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, Katie DeLuca, as the Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Katie, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning. Good
morning, and I guess the lead may be more of what did not happen as opposed to what happened at last night's meeting. Tell us about it.
That's right. Well, the big event last night was going to be the 7 Bryan Road application, which, as you know, had been quite controversial. It was for a single-family home, but it involved an accessway to a dock on the waterfront that is used by many people in that neighborhood through legal agreements, and that was under fire, so to speak. But at the last minute, it was withdrawn, so we did not hear the application. I'm not sure what the future plans are. We didn't have time to get into it with the applicant, and wasn't really that relevant at that point since the application was withdrawn. So that that was the first big news. And then after that, there was a lot of discussion about the rest of the applications, but really no decisions. We talked about 122 Cedar Cliff Road, another home in the coastal area. There is commentary from neighbors, or one neighbor particularly, on that one, and it was left open mostly due to drainage issues. Then we moved on to a restaurant in Byram at 10 North Water Street that was also left open. They're looking to do outdoor dining, which on the surface seems pretty innocuous, but they don't have conforming parking even at the moment, so they discussed their plans for a valet plan, and they do have outdoor dining existing already, which they have ceased while they're waiting to get it approved. But they have a canopy over, which needs review by the zoning enforcement officer due to the fact that it's a structure and whatnot. So that was left over to get left open, to get that cleaned up. Then I have received a lot of emails on the next application, which is submitted by Aquarian Water Company. They are looking to create a water pump station, basically on the backside of the Hyatt Regency. And the comments that I'd received from the public was to ensure that the face of this basically underground bunker at least had some stone on it so that it was more attractive. And that actually ended up being the focus of the conversation, not so much about that stone face, but about the fencing, which is obviously required for security reasons, but to make it look as attractive as possible. This had gone before our Architectural Review Committee, but the commission had some other ideas about how to soften the look and really try to hide it as much as possible, so they're going to make some adjustments to the landscaping and to the fencing and come back to the commission at a future meeting. The Calabrese open space issue on 16 Lakeview, that had been postponed, so we didn't hear that. Then we moved on to Greenwich Country Day School. This was focused last night on just the traffic issues. Their traffic consultant went through the traffic report. The commission had a lot of questions, which were answered, but there's still outstanding issues that need to be addressed on that application, so that was left open also. Then we moved to Central Greenwich, to 19 West Elm. There's an existing retail food establishment there, and they're looking to create a restaurant. They could create a restaurant by converting the retail space to 37 seats, in other words, doing the math in terms of how many parking spaces are required for the retail versus how many for the restaurant. But they'd like to increase that number. One of the ways they could do that would be to rezone the property to the CGBR, the Central Greenwich Business Retail, and to add a front and rear building line. So that was discussed a little bit last night and was ended up being left open. Then we moved to the Rowing Club at 89 River Road. This is the first application we've received post our major zoning changes to the waterfront business zone. This did end up getting left open, but one big part of it seemed to have been resolved last night, which was the orientation of the building. This was quite a topic at the Architecture Review Committee and also last night, whether it should be turned parallel or perpendicular to the river, and it it will remain parallel as it is proposed. The applicant went through all the various view sheds of the different scenarios and what it would mean to the function of the site, and I think the commission understood what the applicant was trying to say and why they chose to leave it parallel to the river. So that was left open. Our commission wants them to go back to the Architectural Review Committee to get some of the remaining issues resolved there. Then we moved on to 10 Sherwood Avenue. This is a specialized nursery for the propagation and sale of wetland plantings geared towards the installation of rain gardens. And interesting, the outstanding issue there are the rain gardens that they've proposed for the drainage. Originally, they thought it would be an exempt review, so to speak, but that was not the case, so they had to get some drainage proposed, and the plans came in late, and we weren't able to get that resolved through the Department of Public Works and get their sign-off on it, so to speak, so that will be forthcoming at a subsequent meeting.
Okay, and just for a note, the Greenwich Reform Synagogue, also that was postponed, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And we have that tentatively scheduled for the next meeting, which is on May 30th. In addition to that meeting, to that application, we'll also be hearing the Miller Motor Cars application. Again, that was heard once before. This is to create a P zone, which P stands for parking. They want to convert an R6 residential zone into the P zone so they can better support the car dealership there. So that'll be heard on that meeting. As will Mavis Tire. They're looking to do some architectural changes and restriping of their parking lot. On the June 11th meeting, you may recall me speaking previously about a Palmer Island subdivision. It was quite controversial. They have made some changes to the subdivision that was approved. There is a pending lawsuit on that application. I think they're hoping that these changes will solve those issues, so they will be back before us on June 11th. On that meeting, we also have 55 Arch Street. They're looking to come in and to make some changes under using the historic overlay regulations. And then lastly on that meeting, also another historic overlay at 107 Patterson Avenue, and that is to convert an existing garage on the property to a two-bedroom cottage, effectively.
Okay, and then finally, less than a week from now, May 21st, you're speaking before the Greenwich Chamber.
Yes, I'm excited to have that meeting. It's a morning meeting. I believe it starts at 9. You can just go to the Chamber website and sign up to come if you'd like to. And the topic will be the plan of conservation and development. As I've mentioned previously, we've been speaking quite regularly with the Land Use Committee of the RTM. We'll be doing so again on Monday evening in the Hayton Room, if anyone's interested to hear how we're doing there. And again, of course, as you mentioned at that morning session, so we'll just be going over what is in the plan. Right now, we're just tidying up some bits and pieces, and we're hoping to get a draft out soon so that people can read it over the summer, get us comments back, and then we'll make any adjustments that are needed and hopefully go before the RTM at one of their early fall meetings.
All right, great. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. P&Z met last night. Jim.